was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. He replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Yes, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Let's pray and ask God to drench us right now. Father, right now we come to you, God. We come desperate. We want more of you, God. Lord, we want more of your anointing. We want more of your word tonight, God, as a church, God. Lord, I pray that your will be done tonight, God. Take us. You've been taking us from glory to glory. Lord, you started Sunday, my God. And Lord, you've been building our faith, my God, to believe in the supernatural, God. Lord, you've been taking us, God. And Lord, we ain't the same, my God. Lord, we think different now, God. Lord, we want more of you, Jesus. We pray this in your son Jesus' name, and we all say, amen, amen. Go ahead and take your seat. You can turn me up just a little bit more. I just want to thank everyone for your participation in this revival and making it happen. I know a lot of us worked hard, and we really want to thank you from our heart. Come on, give yourself a hand this evening. Come on, you deserve it. Oh, come on, you deserve it. We want to thank you, man. Some of you, man, you're awesome, amen. And just all of us, we all pull together, amen. And how many know when we all work together, how many know we can make something big happen, amen, somebody. And we sure did, amen. We was working hard. And how many know we was working hard because we was believing. We was believing, amen, that God was going to show up and show off. And how many know that's what he did? God showed up and showed off. Amen, somebody. How many know we will never be the same? We will never be the same. And that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about greater faith. Look at your neighbor and say, greater faith. Victory Outreach Richmond, we have what? Greater faith now. Oh, come on, somebody. Our faith ain't not the same. Hallelujah. We can say to that mountain, be thou removed. We can say to our problems and troubles, be thou removed. We can say to our situations, oh, come on, somebody. We can say to those things that's been messing with us, that's been trying to take us out. We can say to those things, get behind me now. I'm a man of God. I'm a woman of God. I'm going to make it. Because from Sunday, God was what? He was growing us. Our faith was getting greater and greater. And that's what is called greater faith. Because how many know? It's going to take a people that has that great faith to move mountains. It's going to take a people that have that great faith to take the city of Richmond. It's going to take a church like me and you that have that great faith that when situations come up, we can look at them with the eyes of Jesus. And we can look at it with a positive and say, everything is going to be all right. Woo! We got great faith right now. It's called greater faith. And see, right here we see this woman, this Canaanite woman. That's what this woman had. She had a great faith. Because when she approached Jesus, you notice that she approached him, and when she came to him, she came with a desperate situation. And the first thing we see is that Jesus really dissed her. How many know how many of you got dissed by Jesus? How many ever cried out, God, help me? You ain't heard nothing from Jesus. Right? Look what it says here. The Bible says, a Canaanite woman from the vicinity came to him crying out. Now, we know that women, when they come crying out, they come crying out. Ah! Come on, somebody. Come on, women. Y'all be coming drama. Amen, somebody. Ah! So that's, I'm trying to give you a little picture, amen, how this woman came to Jesus, amen. Jesus! You know, hair all loose. That's the way y'all be. Y'all looking at me kind of funny. Man, the women are looking at me kind of funny. And we know that's what they do, amen, somebody. Come on. This woman came with drama. Amen, somebody. For her mama, plus not only drama for her mama, but she came with drama, but she came with a real need. So that's two together. She was serious too, because how many know her daughter was possessed by a demon. Now she got drama, right? Like a woman, right? And with the serious need. So she came crying. The Bible says she came crying. Look at your neighbor and say she came crying out. She came crying. Now, some of y'all know when the women, they serious, whoa, you better watch out, right? So she was approached by Jesus, by this radical woman, right? So when the Bible says she came crying out, she said, Lord. Now, you got to remember she was a what? Canaanite. Amen, somebody. She was a Canaanite. And how many know that these people, amen, was not a people. They was a disobedient. So when she came to Jesus, she came crying out. She said, Lord, Son of David, amen, somebody, have mercy on me. She came crying with a desperate situation. And that's what we did this week. We came crying out, Jesus, have mercy on me. I need a touch this week. Lord, I need a healing this week. Lord, I need a word, Jesus. And some of us was fasting and we was praying. We came desperate. Amen, somebody. God, I need my family saved. God, my brother, my sister, Lord. Lord, I got a sickness, God. Lord, I need a breakthrough, God. I need a financial miracle. And how many know when you come to Jesus in that form, God will move. God will move. But look what happened here. Because we all came like this. But Jesus, look what he did. When she came desperate, have mercy on me. And he says, my daughter is suffering from a demon possession. Jesus, look what it says in right here. This is the key. I want you to grab this. Because sometimes we go through this. And it's so true. In verse 23, the Bible says, Jesus did not answer a word. Mm-mm-mm. Go. Mm-mm-mm. She came with all this zeal, passion. Amen, somebody. She did everything she could. She came desperate. This woman had great faith. Because what happened in this situation, the Bible says that when she came and said, Jesus, my daughter is suffering from a demon possession. She was crying out. She was desperate. And the Bible says that Jesus did not even answer her. He just looked at her and just turned around. Just like I do some of you. Right? I'm trying to get you somewhere right now. I'm trying to help you. Because some of you be getting hurt a lot of times. Some of you get hurt when someone does that to you. Pastor just dissed me. I can't cry. God, Pastor, I need help. Jesus did it. Jesus did it. Come on. Can someone help me tonight? I don't be doing that to you. Tell the truth, Mikey said. But see, I want you to, I'm trying to teach you something here tonight. Because this woman, when that happened to her, amen, somebody, she did not give up. She didn't let that stop her. Jesus did not do it to hurt her. He didn't do it to try to ruin her, but he did it for she could have greater faith. See, everything God does is for a reason, but sometimes we don't like it the way he does it. We come crying, man, I didn't get nothing this whole week. Man, God, you didn't even answer me nothing. I feel like Jesus just did a number, one of those numbers to you. How many feel like Jesus did one of those numbers to you at one time or another? It does happen. But see, he doesn't do it. Listen real carefully, because how many know Jesus loves us, first of all? Jesus cares for us. He means the best for us. Amen. What he was trying to do, he was trying to have this woman to have that greater faith. Amen. To believe in that her, that his daughter was going to be what? Healed and delivered. Every time Jesus performed a miracle, before he performed a miracle, he wants a person to believe it first. Because how many know he could do all things? Jesus could do all things. He could snap his hand and boot y'all. He could snap his finger and he could toss you to that wall. Bam, bam, bam. Talking about WWE. Come on, somebody. You want to see some real WWE going on? Amen. He got that kind of power. Amen. We all be bouncing from wall to wall and doing some somersaults. Come on, somebody. So it ain't that he can't do it. He can do all things. Look at your neighbor and say, he can do all things. No, no, say Jesus could do all things. But see, we are at that place, it started Sunday, that God is getting our faith to that place to believe in all things. Because once we tap into Jesus, then we can say to that situation, amen, in the blood of Jesus with power. And we can speak to that situation. And how many know that greater faith will bring results? So right here, what happens, the first thing that Jesus did, it didn't look good, and it didn't feel good to this woman. But see, he was getting her ready for something great. The Bible says in verse 23, Jesus did not answer a word. So he just looked at her like, oh yeah? I mean, no, that would have been discouragement with this woman. That would have been discouragement. A lot of us, we pray, God help me. God help the situation. And we feel sometimes that God is ignoring us. Are you with me? How many feel like that sometimes? Come on, let's be honest sometimes. Like, God, how long, man? How long do I got to cry out? How long do I got to wait? Sometimes we feel like he's just looking at us and not even answering us. And I mean, no, that brings frustration within our part. Because how many know we work hard? We work hard. We work hard to be faithful. We work hard to be committed. We work hard to give of our finances, of our time, of our energy, of our everything, of our life, of our family's life. We doing it, working hard. And sometimes we feel like God is just looking and he's ignoring us. Look what happened here. The Bible says when Jesus, he did not even answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, send her away. But she keeps on crying out. That she keeps on crying. So the Bible says that the disciples start getting mad. Just like the church people sometimes. Because sometimes you don't understand it. And then you begin trying to kick people out the church. Send her away. She keeps on bugging. Right? Send her away. Now Jesus didn't want the disciples to react like that. But because they was in the flesh and they wasn't in the spirit and being sensitive to Jesus, well, come on, somebody. They began to make it a little difficult for this woman. And Jesus was looking at her like, man, I'm about to do something. Stop trying to send her away. If I send her away, she's not going to get this miracle. Are you with me? So what happened? The Bible says that she kept on. The disciples came to him, urging him, send her away, for she keeps crying out after us. So that means that she was following them. She was following them everywhere they went. But Jesus, please hear my cry. Please help my daughter. And the disciples said, get away now. Get away. Stop bugging. But how do you know God was building her faith to have greater faith? Little by little, one level after another, from glory to glory. Oh, come on, somebody. That's what God was doing with her as she continued to follow them. Amen. She would begin, her faith would begin to grow. Oh, come on, somebody. And how many know she did not give up? That's something we can learn today, that when things ain't looking good and when our prayers are not being answered right away, that what we got to have endurance. Oh, come on, somebody. When things ain't looking good and we've been praying for the same thing and it looked like it's getting worse, that this woman can help us tonight to encourage us not to give up, not to throw in the towel, not to look to the left or to the right, but to continue to believe. That's going to help us and know that God is an awesome God. And the Bible says she kept on following them, and she kept on what? Crying out loud too. You know, women, she was loud. Can someone say amen? Jesus! No wonder the disciples got mad. Said, "Shut up, girl." See, that's why the disciples did that. Jesus! Girl, go up out of here now. The Bible said the disciples started getting mad. Say, "Girl, get out of here. He's tripping now. He hears you." Amen, somebody. So the Bible said the disciples got mad, right? Send her away. Amen, somebody. Get out of here. And then what happened when the disciples told her that? They're like, she kept on getting, she got worse. She didn't quit. Amen, somebody. Every time the disciples started telling her to leave, it looked like she got even like, I'm going to really stay close. I'm going to really cry out now. Come on now. This is good stuff this night. It's a good stuff because this was, God was developing this woman. He was developing greater faith. See, it's some things in our lives that is going to take greater faith. It ain't going to take the normal faith. No, it ain't, because she had normal faith. But it was going to take what? Greater faith. And how many know there's some things in our lives that is going to take some what? Greater faith. And I believe tonight we are at that place. Amen, somebody. From Sunday to Monday to Tuesday, God was developing, amen, inside of us to believe in the supernatural. The glory of God was showing up and it was developing in us some strongness inside of us to believe in miracles, to believe in our city, to believe in our family, that God has called us to take this city for Jesus. So what happened here? She kept on crying out, "My daughter is suffering." And then the Bible says that she kept on crying out. And then the Bible says that the disciples said, "Send her away, but she keeps crying out after us." He answered. Look what Jesus said. He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of who? Israel." The woman came. Even when Jesus told her that. Amen, somebody. Even when Jesus told her that, she still didn't quit. See, I don't care if I'm from Israel, from where. I know, amen, I'm a child of God. Even that did not stop her from being persistent. I mean, no, in order to have greater faith, we got to have some persistent inside of us. We got to persistent. We got to be what? Persistent. We came Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and some people didn't even come back because they wasn't what? Persistent. I mean, no, if you want a miracle, you got to be what? If you want a word from God, you got to be what? If you need someone saved, you got to be what? You can't stop. You can't sit back. You can't withdraw. Because once you withdraw, you miss it. Once you decide to withdraw or to even give a slap or to kick back, you miss it. And I mean, we don't want to miss nothing. Nah, we don't have to. I want everything. I mean, you want everything that God has for you. Come on, I want everything. Send it on down. Rain it on down. That's why we was here. Amen. These whole 3 days. We want more. Amen. We came back again Wednesday. Amen. So we want more. Amen, somebody. We ain't settling for nothing. For the normal. We ain't got everything. We want more. Especially because the church is in what? Motion. The church is in what? Motion. Motion is action. Amen. It's action. The church is moving. Amen, somebody. God is with us. Amen, somebody. The church is growing. People are being saved. People are being healed. People are being delivered. Those that were backsliding are coming back. Those were discouraged is getting the victory. Those that was a little bit on the wayside is coming back. Because the church is in what? Motion. And when the church is in motion, amen, the church is moving and is building momentum. And the city of Richmond would not even understand what's really going on because the revival is breaking out and people are going to begin set free. Because when the church is in motion, things begin to happen. I say when the church is in motion, things begin to happen. We see it all the time. I seen San Jose, Victory Avenue San Jose Church. I see it from 100 people all of a sudden, bam, it was in motion and booyah, it exploded. From 200 to 300 and booyah, it happens quick. Because I mean, when it's in motion, that's when everything began to take place. Amen, somebody. So what happened here? The first discouragement came to this woman. She did not bite it. The first discouragement was Jesus ignored her. Didn't say a word. It didn't stop her. Now the second one came and he started telling her, amen, somebody, that you ain't one of us. That didn't discourage her neither. Amen, somebody. How many know when you need a miracle? You ain't going to be tripping on all that stuff. Amen, somebody. You focus on what? To receive a miracle. Listen real carefully. This is good stuff. See, when you focus on something, it builds determination inside of you. And when you determine, amen, somebody, it builds courage inside of you. And when you got courage, amen, you ain't going to let nothing stop you from receiving what you asking for. Oh, come on, somebody. And when you be persistent and when you're praying and you're believing in a God that you know he's able. Amen, somebody. Amen. You are on a mission. How many know that some of us know what being on a mission is? How many know when we was on a mission in the world, you was on a mission. Woo-wee. When you was about to go party or whatever, you was on a mission. You didn't nothing stop you. And when you was out there doing your wild thing, whatever you was doing, if you was a cowboy or whatever, I don't know. But when you was on a mission, amen, you did not let nothing stop you. Amen. You was focused. Amen. You didn't let no one distract you and take you away from what you was doing. Can someone say amen? That's the way she was. It's like when we was doing something, it's like when you focus on something and when someone else trying to talk to you, you're like, yeah, but you ain't even looking at them. You're like, you looking over there, you're like, yeah, whatever. Like some of you watching TV and yeah, your kids, yeah, go. You ain't even listening to them because you focus. Amen, somebody. So the second thing happened to her. Jesus, the Bible says, he answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. That's another, these are hard blows. These ain't no little Mickey Mouse stuff here. The first one was a hard blow. Some of you would have left the church if my wife or me didn't talk to you at one time. Like, you would have left the church. There's no love here. People still do that. And some of you going to do it. Amen, somebody, because it ain't over yet. Let me not say hi to you, or let me just like, I might be tired, I might be exhausted, and it's like, you know, I ain't gonna be able to have the strength to say hi to you. Come on, somebody, help me now, because I'm normal, I'm human, amen. I'm not gonna be all, hey. I ain't gonna be doing it all the time. I might come in, amen, discouraged, I might come in grumpy, and I don't wanna say hi to you, but you gotta be strong enough to know that God's still God, and God is still faithful, amen, somebody. We ain't gonna be always saying, woo, woo, woo. Ain't gonna be, I come in hurting too. Just like you. I might just give you a little. Amen, somebody. This lady, she was getting hit hard. But see, but the good thing about this is a good class for us because this is what God is doing. He's building greater faith in us. The first blow came. She said, you can roll your eyes on me, Jesus. I'm going to get mine. Jesus, you ain't right, but I know what you got. I need it. Woo! Come on, somebody. I know what you got, and I need it. So you can roll your eyes at me. It's like some of you when you met your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever. Amen, somebody. She dissed you the first time, but you didn't give up. Ooh, come here, girl. I love you still. Like, yeah, get out of, get lost. You didn't quit the first time she dissed you, right? Come on now. Right? You didn't quit the first time she dissed you. You didn't give you the 7 digits the first time. She gave you 4 digits. Amen, somebody. But did you quit? No. It's like in the church when you're Christian, you can't, when someone rebukes you, correct, you can't quit. Come on, somebody. Help, man. When you don't get your way or Jesus don't even answer you, you can't quit. So the first thing, you know, it was a hard diss. The second one was harder too. It's like telling Joe, this is only for Mexicans. Amen, somebody. Blacks gotta go. You ain't welcome here, brother. That's a hard blow to tell Joe that and his wife. What? Did he just say that? This is only for Mexicans, child. Hallelujah. Joe was like, I didn't believe that. That Mexican, amen, forget that. She said prayer and all that stuff. And come on now. What's his name? Cesar Chavez? Cinco de Mayo and all that stuff. Boy, Joe and Devon would be mad if I came like that at him. This is only for Mexicans. America's Americans too. So look at what Jesus, he dissed her with this one. This is a hard one. He said, Jesus, then I, in verse 25, the woman came and knelt. She keeps on crying out, right? And he said, he answered. Jesus answered. The disciples didn't tell her this. Jesus told her this. Jesus answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. So, Joe, I wasn't sent to the African Americans. Just imagine I said that to the black people. I wasn't sent to the black Americans. I was sent only for the Mexicans. The woman came. Go watch her. Look at her response. The woman came and he knelt before him. After he told her the second blow. Bam! Another blow. He came and she knelt right in front of him. Knelt, humble, broken, desperate. Learn something here tonight. See, God wanted her to be broken, become humble, because there was things in her heart that he was dealing with. He was dealing with a heart that developed some bad habits. These people was disobedient. They was conceited. They was wicked. They didn't worship the King of Kings. They turned to other gods. It was in a backslidden condition. So God, Jesus knew all this. He said, come on. Bible says that she came and she knelt, right? Bible says she came and knelt before him. I mean, you know, when you come to that desperate situation, you come and you kneel down, man. Humble yourself. Ooh, come on, somebody. The Bible says she knelt before him. Lord, help me. Came, Lord, help me. She didn't get crazy. She didn't respond in the flesh. She was in the spirit. And when you're in the spirit, you're going to respond in the spirit. Because the flesh, you won't humble yourself. If you're in the flesh, you're not going to kneel down. But she didn't respond to it that way. She got that negativity word that he gave her, and she turned it around to positive. And she said, no, because she knew who he was. She knew who he was. And that's what separates me and you in the world. Not me and you, but separates you in the world. Because you know who he is. You know who the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Then when you're facing things, that you know who he is. And you come humble before him. She knelt down before him after the second blow of rejection. She was being rejected. And she knelt before him. Amen, somebody. Lord, help me. She was on a mission. She was focused. She didn't let these things distract her. It bounced on her and it bounced off of her because she did not allow those things to distract her, amen, from getting her miracle. She was focused. This God raising up focused people in here that we stay focused on the Great Commission, that we know who we are in Christ. And look what happened. She said, Lord, help me, she said. He replied, another one. Come on, somebody. It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. I mean, these were some hard blows. Some of you get all crazy. Amen, somebody. For some little things. She was getting hit with some big ones. Calling her a dog. Hallelujah. Snoop Doggy dog. Come on now. Called her a dog, dude. I mean, come on now. The disciples looking at Jesus like, dang, boy, you're so terrible. The disciples didn't know what was going on. They were like, what in the world? I know they was like, come on, Jesus, man, help her. They probably started feeling bad for her. First they sent her away, and I'm like, come on, man. Come on, Jesus. Let's hook her up now, man. This is like, because they was probably feeling bad now. They're like, oh, man. And then Jesus. The disciples was not speaking here. Jesus was speaking. Jesus was in control of everything. He was dealing with her. He's like, no, you be quiet, Peter and John. Sit back. Amen, somebody. So he was all the time, he was getting her faith to be at that level to see her daughter be set free. God does that to me and you. And sometimes we don't understand it. We feel like we're going backwards or we're losing something. But all along, God is building us to see breakthroughs in our families, to see breakthroughs in our church, to see people getting healed, delivered. Amen. Sometimes, oh, we don't understand it because there'd be some hard blows. There'd be some hard trials, man. The enemy come at us. The Lord is dealing with us. The enemy's on our back. Everybody's coming against us. Amen, somebody. How many feels like sometimes like everybody's coming against you? Everything is falling apart. Everything is breaking. Amen, somebody. From this side, that side. Amen, somebody. Your family. Amen. Jesus. Amen. Your loved ones. Everybody. And even the devil comes and stick you once in a while. Come on, somebody. He comes and says, yeah. The Lord said, all right, back up, dude. This ain't your party. He come in and try to stick you once in a while. Amen, somebody. And then the Lord got to say, back up, dude. This ain't your party. He try to come, though. He try to get a little stick on, though. He does. He gets a little poke in there. Amen, somebody. Make you even madder. Amen, somebody. So what happened? The Bible says that he came and he told her. Change the praise on me. He answered. She cried out, Lord, help me, she said. He replied. Who replied? You got to understand this. This is some good stuff right here. Who was dealing with it all this time? Jesus replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. And then look at her response, though. This is, we're talking about greater faith here. See, when you respond like this, that means that you got greater faith now. That you've been changed. You've been maturing. When someone comes at you and you respond like this woman did, that means you've been growing and changing. That means you ain't the same no more. At one time, they would have been bugging you. If I come at Frank a long time ago, he would have like, what? He would have rose up and took out his little shank. Ooh. Right? Now he's like, all right, Pastor, cool. He just like, all right. He walks away. He's tripping, but at least he's walking away from it. How many know what I'm talking about? A long time ago, some of you were like, what? You know, ready to shank. Right? But now he's like, all right, cool. But how many know it hurts? It does hurt. Like, man, every time I go talk to Pastor Ed, I be wanting some love or comfort. Like, okay, it's going to be. He just tell me right in my eyes and loud, you need to change. I'm like, man, again. I think he's going to, you know, what happened? Oh, it's going to be okay. And, you know, he started praying and comforting me. And I'm, no, man, straight. You need to change. I'm like, man, give me a word at least. The Bible says, look at her response to the third one, the third rejection from Jesus. We ain't talking about man or woman. We're talking about Jesus. Jesus, she said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Somebody. Now, how many know her faith was greater now? To be responding to him like this. Yes, Lord. Amen, somebody. The Bible says, she said, yes, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. What a comeback. What a comeback. That probably, Jesus, like, stop it already, girl. And then Jesus answered, woman. He called her woman. Woman. Amen, somebody. You have great faith. Come on, I need you to read this because this is what I'm talking about tonight. He finally, after these three, dealing with her, shaping her, molding her, building her. Watch it. Looked at a woman, you have great faith. And how many know it's a good thing when Jesus looks down and say, woman, man, you have great faith. You have endured the trials, the winds, the storms, the enemy. And all of a sudden, because you endure, Jesus looks down and say, man, you have great faith. Ooh, come on, somebody. I mean, it's beautiful when Jesus says that to us. He says, you have great faith. Your request is what? But what about she would have took off when he got dissed the first time? Man, forget y'all. Y'all crazy. Amen. Somebody. What about she would have just left? Because the first blow was hard. You crying out to him. He don't even say a word. Look at him. That's worse. Well, they don't say nothing to you. Look at you like. How many know that hurts? Because some of you that married, and you hate it when your husband or your wife does that to you. You feel like grabbing her and like, get over here. Talk to me. That, how many of that gets you steamed up? That makes you mad. Talk to me. That's like worse, dude. Amen, somebody. What about you would have gave up the second time? Talking about you ain't one of us. Oh, my God. The third time, calling her a dog. Biggity dog. Like, after the third one, amen, somebody. She responded with a positive response. That's what I mean, you are growing. And you're like, God, you are the healer. Amen. This is where you begin to quote the scriptures and the word of who he is. And the Bible says that he looked at her. Did you have great faith? But she didn't have great faith at the time when he started the process. That's why he had to take her to these things. Because if she would have had great faith from the first one, he would have granted her request. But she didn't have it. He had to take her through the process, like God takes us through the process. He's just building us up, man. He's building us up to where when it happens, we can rejoice with it. See, God knows us that if he gives it to us too early, that we won't rejoice with it. We won't be grateful. And so he takes us through the process to build us to where when it does happen, we're going to enjoy it. We're going to be grateful and broken. Amen. And God be the glory. He builds us from glory to glory. He takes us from one step to another, from one region to another, from one level to another. And as he continues to build us, we continue to cry out. Our prayer life goes to another level. Our reading word goes to another level. Our faithfulness begins to grow. Amen, somebody. Our consistency begins to grow. Our character begins to grow. Then he said, woman, amen, somebody, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Come on and give the Lord a praise. Come on, musicians, come to the floor. God has taken us to greater faith. That's why you've been facing and going through so much stuff. It's because God is getting you ready for your request. Woo! God is getting you ready for your what? Your request. I said, God is getting you ready for your what? What's your request? What's your request? What you've been praying about? What you've been believing in? God is getting you ready for your what? Request. And God's going to say, your request is being granted. Hallelujah. Come on and stand to your feet.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says that. He says, your request is granted. That's beautiful when our requests be granted. And her daughter, come on now. Her daughter was what? Her daughter was what? Demons. Flee. She was demon possessed. But because of a persistent mother did not give up. She didn't give up. She didn't care if people called her dogs. She didn't care if people dissed her. She didn't care if they were talking about her. She didn't care. She was just focused on one thing. God's getting us ready for that miracle. The Bible says her daughter was healed from that very hour. That very hour. Because this woman that had great faith to believe in it. Some of you, God is getting you ready that your request is going to be granted. God's still working with you to get you there. Don't get discouraged. If this woman didn't get discouraged, you don't have no right to get discouraged. If she didn't quit, then you ain't got no right to quit. If she didn't throw in the towel, you ain't got the right to throw in the towel neither. Because she went through some stuff. And how many know, whatever stuff we going through, God is what? In control of everything. God is what? In control of everything. Come on, sing a song.
Falling in love with Jesus.
From your heart, come on. Listen real carefully. Jeremiah in chapter 33 verse 3, the Bible says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great things. As we continue to call out to God, as we continue to seek him, as we continue to hunger for him, he will begin to tell you of great things. Lift up your hands right there where you are. Come on. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Your glory, your power, Jesus. Oh, God, just remind us. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, that's it. Come on. Lift up your hands. God is doing great and mighty things here in this church. We're going to pray tonight. Lift up your hand. God sees where you're at. The same way he seen this woman, he sees yours too. He loves you. But you got to know, without a shadow of a doubt, that when things happen or you feel something, don't be distracted. Father, tonight, come on, let's pray. Lord, I just thank you for your word. Your words of encouragement.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, you're making a people that have that great faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
In order to reach and make an impact in this city, in the surrounding cities and the other parts of the world, Lord, you're going to need men and women with great faith. I want to thank you, Jesus, for being with us. Thank you for using Pastor Tim for these 3 days of revival, for using them to speak life into our lives. I pray tonight for everyone that is here, oh God, that you would give them the strength and the assurance tonight. We love you and we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, let's sing that song one more time.